Proverbs for the day, March the 23rd, Proverbs chapter 23, we're going to read verses 6 to 8. Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. The morsel which thou hast eaten shalt thou vomit up, and lose thy sweet words. Now there's a bunch in there, isn't there? Let's just take an overall view, since it's a devotional matter today, and let's just learn something from it and take it away for the future. It might be today you need it, but it might be to sow the thought about something you've experienced, seen someone else, but mainly the future. It's an admonition. Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye. So what's an evil eye? You probably had somebody give you the evil eye before. It's a look. It's a look. You know, there's something about certain situations and people that if you're able to be objective, you see something that just isn't just something not quite right. You're not sure what it is. Now, he says, eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats. And the idea is this, as human beings, as created beings, the Lord has made our table, that is where you dine and where you talk, to be something special. For example, even in creation, you catch the average animal at his table. You put bait out there on the hook because that's what the animal's going to feed at his table. You put the traps in line with where the animal's going to and from his eating. And so notice here that he says, eat not his bread, neither desire his dainty meats. Why? All right, start at the beginning. It's the way he looks at it. Not an evil eye is in the color of it or discoloration, but an evil eye is this. Evil eye is how you look at it, how you eye things. If someone has an evil eye, they look at things in a way which is going to, they're going to try to get an advantage, for example. They're going to try to get make the best deal, an unfair deal even. How do you know that? Because verse 7, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now look, eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Let's talk about the difference between hospitality, okay, and a designed meal. That is a purpose behind it, a bait. He says, in one case, don't eat his bread, and don't desire his dainty meats, because as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. In other words, he'll say to you, "Ah, come on, help yourself, eat and drink." But his heart's not with you. He's trying to set you up. He's trying to reel you in, we might say. Haven't you ever heard someone say, "I kind of lost my appetite for that situation"? Well, that's because you realize what happened. In verse 8, the morsel which thou hast eaten shalt thou vomit up and lose thy sweet words. You got to be careful who you hook up with. You could lose your sweetness and end up bitter. Now hold your place there and let's look at a verse in Psalm 41. Psalm 41, and David's talking about his enemies in verse 5. He said, mine enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? And if he come to see me, who is enemies? If he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathereth iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. You know what he's trying to do? He's trying to milk for information and then go blab it. He'll get you to let your guard down. He primes the wrong fountain. And when he does, he turns around and finds fault with it. So it's important to realize that you got to look at and recognize somebody who has that attitude. Now let's look quickly at our passage. Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats. Don't let certain situations make you feel in bondage. If someone tries to get you to one of those business lunches or something, or offer you something, whatever it is, make sure you still have the right to turn it down. Make sure you have the right to decline the business deal. Make sure you have the right to do the right thing that it doesn't buy you off. You know, there's a place where he says, for a piece of bread, that man will transgress. In other words, it gets to where he's so pragmatic, maybe like Esau, he sold his birthright for a mess of pottage, for a bowl of chili, as they have said before, or a bowl of beans and rice. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, sometimes you'll hear this thing quoted, you know, where we kind of say, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. But in this case, for sure, it says, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. And it's important for us to know what's going on inside our own heart. Burning lips and a wicked heart are like a potsherd covered with silver dross. Proverbs 26:23. You can take a piece of pottery, broken pottage, and cover it, but it's still a piece of broken pottage. And we need to remember that. We need to realize that we have to analyze a little bit. We have to evaluate what's behind what's going on. Do this today, believer. Slow down long enough to realize that most things are not as they seem. Don't, you know, become skeptical or sarcastic or jaded about it. But remember that these admissions are in here because this is how some people get it done. They get it done at a table. They get it done by fellowship. They get it done by association. And he warns us. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. You know, my dad used to say about laughter, he'd say, you got to watch a fellow who's laughing, but his belly ain't shaking. In other words, he's laughing, but he ain't with you. It's the same thing with this thing. Find out how a person looks at things. Find out how they view life. If they've got an evil eye, they got an evil outlook, just decline. Move on. Find some other way to get your fellowship. Because you should eat not thou the bread of him that hath an evil eye. Nigh desire thou his dainty meats. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. The morsel which thou hast eaten shalt thou vomit up and lose thy sweet words.